This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. Hello, we are here for More Happier, a podcast about how to be more happier. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hey, Gretch.
So we're here for More Happier. Are you ready to get more happier?
I cannot wait.
Elizabeth, we have all these things that we want to talk about all the time about happiness that sort of don't fit into the regular podcast. And we thought, hey, let's take some time for our brilliant happiness-related ideas and create a new format for them. So here we are.
Yes, it's hard to believe that we have more that we talk about that we don't get into the podcast, but we actually do. And this is where we're going to share all of those wonderful conversations.
And Elizabeth, how long have you been trying to get the Real Housewives into Happier? And now it's going to be a whole segment. Like today, we're going to talk about a happiness lesson for the Real Housewives. It's happening.
I know. Finally, Gretch. Finally. My plan has come together. I have manifested.
No, and I get to ask you to go deeper into your new philosophy about why we should all do exactly what we want, which I'm, fascinated by that. But Elizabeth, we have to say a big thank you to KJ Delantonia, the brilliant writer of The Chicken Sisters and also one of the hosts of the hashtag AmWriting podcast, because I was talking to her about this idea and we hadn't thought of a name for it. And she said, well, you just want more happier. Why don't you call it More Happier? And I was like, yes, we love
it. Yes, you called me with that. And I'm like, perfect. Let's think about it no more. So thank you, KJ, for that awesome idea.
Okay, Elizabeth, so what's something that's making you happier this week?
Something that's making me more happier is the Get Back documentary about the Beatles on Disney Plus. The 2021 doc series is directed and produced by Peter Jackson, and the description is, it covers the making of the Beatles' 1970 album, Let It Be, which had the working title of Get Back, and draws material originally captured for the 1970 documentary of the album, which ended up being titled Let It Be. So, Gretchen, it's 3 episodes totaling almost 8 hours. And it's really just watching the Beatles make the album that turns out to be Let It Be.
Well, see, I love process. So to me, that sounds fascinating because I love to see people at work.
Yes, I found it absolutely riveting. You really get into their dynamics. You see how they work. You see what the band was going through at the time in terms of their interpersonal issues.
Yeah.
You also see them having so much fun together, which is really just wonderful. I could have watched 100 hours of it. One thing that I loved about it, Gretch, is that it reminded me of like the most high-level writer's room in the world, okay?
Oh.
The way they write songs, because they started this process with no songs. They were like, okay, we have to come up with 14 songs. It reminded me of how we work in the writer's room because it's just people sort of throwing something out, then somebody like making a joke about something entirely different,
right,
then coming back and talking about the subject at hand, adding to each other, coming back around to ideas. Very similar process. And that, of course, filled me with joy.
Well, I mean, ever since you were telling me about it, I've really wanted to watch it. So I should have put that on my 22 for 22 list, actually. Because I read something that said, like, any creative person should watch this and also any manager should watch it, because they were saying it's also a really good study in group dynamics and how different people contribute in different ways. Like, some people are confrontational and some people are sort of buffers and some people are good at keeping the ball moving. And you see all this at play, which I thought sounded fascinating as well.
It really is. I mean, it gives you all of that, and it feels very authentic. It doesn't feel like they're doing anything for the camera.
Right.
It just feels like you're watching the Beatles. I thought I loved the Beatles, but I loved them so much more having watched this. Just have even more appreciation for their total genius.
Yeah.
So I really recommend it. It makes you just like kind of feel good to be alive, although it did make me even more sad that they broke up when they did. Although you understand why they felt that they needed to. So it's just really interesting.
Excellent. Well, that sounds terrific. I'm you've convinced me. I'm definitely going to watch it.
And what about you? What is making you more happier, Gretch?
So something that's making me more happier is the New York Botanical Garden in the Bronx of New York. This is this gorgeous botanical garden. But the reason that it's making me more happier is it was there. Like, you know, I don't think we've gone in 10 years. It's right nearby. Mm. I think I write about, in my book, Happier at Home, I think I write about my resolution to, like, be a tourist in your hometown and, like, do all the things a tourist does. And we were sort of home for a staycation after we got home from Kansas City. That week between Christmas and New Year's, I was like, we got to do something in New York, you know, and go to stuff. And the botanical garden, it's, like, very spread out and a lot of it's outdoors. But our favorite thing was the Hopped Conservatory, which is this grand Victorian-style white greenhouse with a giant domed arch. And inside, it's giant, and it has different environments. And so you can walk from a lowland tropical rainforest, which is like lush and moist and has like flowers and like greenery exploding everywhere, which was super cool.
I'm familiar.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because like here in New York, it's like gray, frigid, drab, brown, limp leaves, if any, bare branches. And so it was really, the contrast was amazing. And then also they had sort of a desert zone as well. So you could see cacti growing. They had a pool that had water lilies and lotuses and things like that. So I just thought it was just a good reminder that a lot of times we have these treasures sort of in our backyards and we don't go. For whatever reason, or like my family doesn't go, I don't go. And I really want to remind myself to, it's like going to the Met every day. I'm so happy that I'm taking advantage of something. Like I'm making use of it. And that's so satisfying.
Gretchen, what I loved is when you were telling me about this, you said it was also making you more happier because you made the plan. You said you feel like usually Jamie is the one to like make the plans for the family outings. And you felt very proud of yourself that you made a plan.
Yes.
So I will give you a gold star for that as well, even though this isn't our gold star segment.
Yes.
Because you made the family plan, which is very hard to do. I am not good at making family
plans. Yeah, I've really let Jamie be the one to be driving that process. And it is something that it's like he shouldn't have to do all of it. And I should come up with Ben plans. So good. I will take that gold star and I will try to take that gold star into the future and build on it.
You're also making me realize that we need to go to the Huntington Gardens. Which are in Pasadena, which are gorgeous gardens. And we used to go all the time when Jack was little and we would stroll through with the stroller, but we haven't taken him there in probably 7 years.
Yeah, to do it, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Okay, Gretch, coming up, we have our segment I've been meaning to tell you, but first this break.
There are some stories from our mother's life that I love to hear about. I love hearing about how she played with a tin dollhouse when she was a girl. And just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for our families forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother and mother figures for years to come. And it makes a wonderful keepsake book so you never, never lose these wonderful stories and memories.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, like, what was your favorite toy as a little girl, or what was your first job? All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/happier. That's storyworth.com/happier to save $10 on your first purchase. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive.
I know that when I've been hiring, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to find quality candidates. It's really hard to handle the process. Hiring is easy when you have lots of quality candidates, like with LinkedIn Jobs. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. And now, Elizabeth, it's time for our segment, I've Been Meaning to Tell You. And in this segment, we're going to talk about an issue related to happiness that we've just been meaning to have a conversation about and haven't gotten around to it yet. For this episode, what I've been meaning to tell you is that I have been absolutely haunted, thunderstruck, pondering your new kind of motto that everyone over 18 should do exactly what they want. I mean, the more I think about this, the more I'm like, whoa, you know, that's big. So tell me more, like, how did you come up with this and how is it manifesting in your life?
Yes. Okay, Gretchen. So this is my new philosophy of life that I am trying to embrace, like, in all facets of my life. It really culminated in my mind when I was in Puerto Rico last year, but it started actually a few years ago because a friend of mine's son wanted to go into the military and he was of that age. And my friend just was very afraid, for obvious, understandable reasons, of his son going into the military and desperately did not want him to do that. The son had wanted this for years. This wasn't just a whim. And ultimately, my friend convinced his son not to go into the military by giving him a brand new truck. It was sort of, I don't want to say a bribe, but let's call it a bribe. And the son ultimately agreed not to go. However, like from that time on, for the next few years, the son was just having all of these issues and sort of not thriving. And he actually ended up spending time in jail. And it just really struck me as this was sort of all unfolding that the son probably should have gone into the military. Like, that is what his spirit was telling him to do. And in not doing it, he just didn't have a path, you know, and he didn't know what his path was.
Right.
And that, although I completely understand why my friend was scared of this, ultimately, then his son ended up in jail. So it's like, was that trade-off worth it? And it just started me down this path of thinking, like, you know, if somebody has something that they want to do,
right,
it's dangerous to mess with it.
Right.
Let them follow that path.
If it's sort of their decision to make. Like, I remember when your writing partner, Sarah, was thinking about moving to Ojai, part of it, you were like, you know what? She should do exactly what she wants. And if she wants to move to Ojai, it's really great. I don't have to weigh in or try to think, what about this? What about that? She should do what she wants. I mean, if it's clear to her that that's the right decision for her.
Yeah, and that, though, I will say, was after this idea had culminated in my mind,
right,
is when that came up with Sarah. And had it not been already an idea in my mind, I probably wouldn't have had that reaction.
Right.
And it's funny because it was really like I was in Puerto Rico. I was there for a few months, which was obviously problematic in many ways that I missed Jack. And I was feeling bad about leaving Adam in charge of the entire household and all of that.
Yeah.
But Adam, one of the great things about Adam is he really doesn't, he lets me do what I want to do. I mean, he doesn't try to keep me from doing things. He would never weigh in. And I just sort of crystallized in my mind, like, I'm doing what I want to do, and it's right for me right now. And everybody should pursue what they want to pursue. And then anyway, so that is just been, was going around and around in my head. And now I've really taken it into my, trying to put it into my life going forward.
Well, the thing that caught my attention too, is that you're applying it to yourself, which seems to me to be, yes, a very important corollary, because like, so we've got the family and it's one of these things, like, how do you herd the cats? Like, people are going in all different directions. And you sort of said, okay, and we live right within walking distance of this sort of area of Kansas City called the Plaza. And you were like, I'm going to the Plaza to do some Christmas shopping. I want to be there right at 10 when it opens. You can come or not. It's up to you. It's kind of like, yeah, I'm going to do exactly what I want. I'm not going to be, yeah, like stuck here for an hour and a half while everybody else is like having breakfast, putting on their shoes, yeah, you checking their emails or whatever. It's like,
yeah,
I'm going to do what I want. And not in a, yeah, rude way, but just in a, like, I get the benefit of that as well and the responsibility of that as well.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth,
and then you just have to hope that the people in your life, that your values align in such a way that this all works out.
I mean, there's obviously like limitations and carve outs for this. Yeah. This isn't an absolute rule. It's more of a guideline than a rule.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting thing to think about, I would think. So, yes, well, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. So that's great.
Okay. Well, yes. And I'm hoping that it keeps my nagging down. That's part of the goal with this.
Well, right, right. And now for the segment, Spotlight on a Tool. Over the years of studying happiness, good habits, and human nature, I have discovered many tools that I'm very excited about, and I've developed a lot of tools that I think can work really well for some people, not for everyone, because no tool fits every hand. But every episode of More Happier, we are going to put a spotlight on a tool so that you can think about whether something would work for you.
Yeah, Gretchen, one thing, you taught me the phrase action item, and I feel like your tools all help with executing an action item.
Yeah. Well, I love thinking about different tools and how different people can benefit from a tool, or it's sort of the reframing thing that, Elizabeth, that you always talk about, you know, that sometimes just by presenting something in a different way kind of unlocks something for people. So this week, I want to put a spotlight on the don't break the chain approach. I have this journal, which is like, I have all these new products, and I think this is my favorite. Maybe it's because I'm an upholder, but this don't break the chain.
You gave me this for Christmas, Gretch.
Yes. Well, partly it's because the strategy of monitoring is such a powerful strategy. It's like just monitoring what we do tends to help us do a better job, even if we're not trying to change. And so just monitoring how many hours of sleep you get a night, if you're trying to rest 22 and 22, just monitoring that can help you. And don't break the chain is like a superpower kind of way of monitoring, because you're really saying, I did it or I didn't do it. And for a lot of people, this kind of streak, trying to keep up a streak, really helps them keep a habit. Like, once they get a streak going, they don't want to let it stop. And so it really, really helps them keep a habit strong.
Yes.
And one thing about this notebook is I also realize people need to think about, like, it's not enough to just like get more rest for rest 22 and 22. Mm-hmm. It's like, when, how, why, what does it look like? So there are pages in the Don't Break the Chain tracker that where you can fill that out, so you can really get that clarity that helps you follow through. And there's stickers that you can use. And it's also, you can give yourself pass days, because I think sometimes people, they get a little bit bonkers.
Key.
So if they can give themselves an official pass, then that, sometimes to keep yourself going, you have to let yourself stop.
Yeah.
And you don't want to try to do something to make you happier that just ends up kind of
making you miserable.
Yeah. And so I really try to take all those things into account with this tracker, so that people could really get the benefit of like that just daily check mark. It's like a little gold star.
Yes. Well, I like it, Gretch, because it's also, I must say, very pretty. It's pleasing And that, to me, makes me want to pick it up,
yeah.
Which is very nice.
One of my aphorisms is beautiful tools make work a joy, and I tried to make this a beautiful tool.
There you go.
The Don't Break the Chain Habit Tracker. I'll post a link in the show notes if you want to check it out.
Okay. Well, Gretchen, coming up, we have my favorite new segment for More Happier, which is Happiness Lessons from the Real Housewives, which I will be offering from time to time. So that's coming up. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Gretchen, you know, I love to socialize, but I need to do it in a way that's good for me, that doesn't drain my battery. And therapy can really help figure out what works for you, what doesn't work for you, so that you're not just spending out too much of your social energy.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GretchenRubin today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GretchenRubin. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility. Okay, Elizabeth, it's time for, drumroll, Happiness Lessons from the Real Housewives. Lay it on us. What is the happiness lesson from the Real Housewives this episode?
Gretch, for anyone who doesn't know, I am a huge fan of the Real Housewives, the all franchises. And I've seen, like, I think every single episode. And Gretchen, the Housewives have much to offer us. So I'm very excited to share. Now, today I'm going to talk about something that comes from Dorinda Medley, who was a Real Housewife of New York. Mm. She isn't currently a housewife, but I think she will likely be back in the future. But one thing that Dorinda does, and she talks a lot about it on the show, is she, like you, Gretchen, takes a nap every day. And she has been for years. But the bit of wisdom I wanted to bring to you today is that Dorinda, when she takes her nap, she undresses and puts on pajamas for her nap every single day. And she naps for 45 minutes. So you're only napping for 22 minutes.
Yes.
Dorinda naps for 45 minutes. But she insists that by changing into pajamas, it completely enhances the quality of your nap and what you get out of it.
So she's committing to the nap.
Very much, yes. And in our world of, you know, this year we have this rest 22 minutes every day and 22, and some people are doing napping for that. So I thought this napping hack from Dorinda would be useful for everybody.
You know, I wrote a book, 40 Ways to Look at Winston Churchill, so I know a lot about Winston Churchill. And Winston Churchill famously took a nap every day. And he also agreed. He said, no halfway measures. Take off your clothes and get into bed. And
he
slept for an hour or two every day. So, okay, you've got everybody from the Real Housewives to Winston Churchill. It's like, they all agree. Yes, I don't know that I'm going to change my clothes at this point, but I'm thinking about it. You make a good point.
Well, it's funny because I think a lot of us have pajamas that we don't wear because, you know, you always end up wearing like an old t-shirt to bed. So maybe this is the opportunity to break out those PJs.
Yes. Yeah, there you go.
So yeah, Gretchen, I can't wait to hit you with more from the Housewives.
I know.
I'm very excited about it. I have a notebook where I'm taking notes.
Good, 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 good. Now for the quotation, because I do love great quotations. So this quotation comes from the novel The Bell by Iris Murdoch, where a character has moved into sort of an old manor house, and she and her husband are just sharing one room, and there's, you know, people all over the house in different rooms. So they're in this one room, and the narrator observes of the character Dora, it occurred to her how nice it was to live once more in a confined space, which one was free to organize with small resources as one pleased. And this made me happy because it reminded me of the fun of like fixing up your college dorm room or like your room in your group house after college. I lived with like four roommates and you just put up posters and you had like your little things, and it was very low stakes because it was all sort of impermanent. And I thought, yeah, that confined space to organize, it really was a very like happy little task.
That's funny. Of course, Gretchen, if you're me, you never put up one poster or anything. But in theory, that sounds wonderful.
Yes, yes. Well, right. It's a good idea, even if you didn't do it. It sounds cozy, right?
It sounds very cozy. I wish I had started the whole personal decorating thing back in my dorm room. Maybe I wouldn't be where I am now if I had gotten into that, exercise that muscle. So Gretchen, you're going to share a quote with us on every episode of More Happier, which I'm excited about because you always have the best quotes. So I'm excited about that.
And nothing makes me happier than passing along a great quotation. So I can't wait to do that. I have so many great quotations to share. I am really looking forward to the opportunity to share them more.
Good.
So, Elizabeth, are you feeling more happier?
I am definitely feeling more happier. I'm feeling the happiest, Gretch. So thank you to Chuck Reed, and we love to hear from you. Gretchen's on Twitter at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm at Elizabeth Kraft. Our email address is podcast@gretchenrubin.com. And for everything related to this episode, that's links, photos, and more, go to happiercast.com.
And it would make us more happier if you tell a friend and follow us, rate us, and review us wherever you listen to your podcast.
Bye, Gretch.
Bye, Elizabeth. Remember, the best time to start a happiness project is 20 years ago. The second best time is now. So, Elizabeth, might you use your Don't Break the Chain journal for Rest 22 and 22?
Yes, definitely. That is the perfect use for it, Gretchen.
We all need more rest. From the Onward Project.